Are you concerned about inflation in your retirement? Well, you're not alone, and that's exactly what we're going to be talking about in episode 88 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. Hi, everybody. My name is Marty Becker. I'm the owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. This is going to be a continuation of a three-part series that we're doing talking about the dangers of systematic withdrawal plans in your retirement. And in this episode, we're going to talk about the third risk, which is inflation. Now, as a reminder from the previous two episodes, a systematic withdrawal plan, or an SWP, this actually goes back to that old 4% rule, which was really never meant to be the rule. It was just an academic research study by a financial planner in the early 90s. Well, that worked 30 years ago. Now, economists who study retirement planning are really making that withdrawal percentage around 3 to 3.5%. Now, what we need to take into consideration when coming up with strategies for retirement is there's a very different set of skills and a very different set of products when we're moving from the accumulation phase during your working years of saving and investing to the distribution phase after you retire. So we want to work with people who know the difference, okay? Most advisors are really good at the accumulation phase, but they keep using the same strategies during the distribution phase, which normally does not work. What we know is that you're always going to need income in retirement. That will never not be a thing. You're always going to need income because it's your income that determines your standard of living, not your wealth. So we want to get you out of the mindset of ROI, meaning return on investment, and help you understand that ROI in retirement now needs to stand for reliability of income. Going back to the gentleman that I first came across this information, talking about this thing called the constrained investor. This was created by a guy named David Machia, who wrote a book by the same name. Really interesting. And basically, a constrained investor is the vast majority of the baby boomers. And that doesn't mean you did anything wrong or you haven't saved enough money and invested, things like that. What it really comes down to is that withdrawal rate. Everything is really going to be based around that. And what he talks about, the three biggest concerns of retirement are going to be the timing of your retirement, the longevity, and inflation. Now, we talked about timing and longevity in episodes 86 and 87. If you haven't seen those, go back and take a look. But this episode is about inflation. Inflation is one of those topics that is really top of mind right now. And this is being recorded in September of 2025 because we have just been getting nailed for the past 4 or 5 years on inflation. A really good book to help you understand what inflation is and what it is not is a book called The Big Print. So what we're looking at here is a chart that actually tracks the historical inflation rate going all the way back to the year 1800 to the year 2005. And I'm just going to read a short part out of this book here to explain what we're looking at. This is directly from The Big Print, a great book. I highly recommend reading it. Most people alive today think that inflation is inevitable and just part of living in our modern world. They are wrong. It has not always been this way. Our monetary authority, the Federal Reserve, which is neither federal and they have no reserves, by the way, which since 1977 has had a dual mandate from Congress regarding full employment and stable prices. They have adopted the Keynesian modern monetary theory belief that inflation is a necessary component of a functional economy. It is a lie. The Fed now targets a 2% rate of inflation, which means that your savings lose roughly 20% of their value over 10 years. The government steals from savers by debasing the money, effectively imposing a hidden tax. As if that is not punitive enough, inflation also leads to chaos, as we will see. You have always lived in an inflationary world, unless you were born before me, which 1957, and this is the author speaking. It feels normal, but it is not. The chart that we're looking at here shows the U.S. Consumer Price Index from 1800 to 2005. The top line shows the cumulative value, while the bottom line tracks the rate of change. A few interesting observations from this chart. First, prices were much more stable and mean reverting between 1800 and 1940. World War II, however, led to a higher rate of inflation that did not mean revert. Then, The inflation trend accelerated like a rocket northward after the U.S. abandoned the gold standard in 1971. Another interesting observation is that war periods were inflationary. The major wars, like 1812, the Civil War, World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, all led to inflationary bursts. The chart stops in 2005, but since that time, the CPI has risen another 55.9%. Keeping scale, the line would now extend to 904. It's insane. So it's hard to overstate the importance and magnitude of President Nixon's August 1971 executive order taking the U.S. off the gold standard. This decision was incredibly short-sighted economically and politically. Arguably, it was galactically stupid. Since the U.S. went off the gold standard, the dollar has lost 98.5% of its purchasing power as measured in gold terms. When I was a teenager, again, the author speaking, in 1970s, gasoline was 30 cents per gallon. Now it averages over $4 nationwide. I remember when I got to $5. In St. Louis, which was unheard of. Theoretically, the U.S. Constitution has governed America for over 235 years, 1789 to 2024, when this book was written. From the nation's founding in 1789 until 1971, the U.S. currency was, in some way, linked to gold and silver. During these 182 years, the country made remarkable progress. We became the world's leading industrial nation, won World War II, and were widely admired in 1946, America's peak. Since then, we have lost our way, with money printing and inflation being significant factors in our decline. Inflation is nothing but an erosion of your wealth. And honestly, we don't have to live this way. We don't have to have it. And I would recommend start voting for people who want to abolish the Fed and get us back to a sound money system, and which would be gold and silver, and now even Bitcoin. That is considered a sound money system. And I'm not talking about Republican or Democrat, because if you're still of the mindset that these people are any different, you're wrong. Like George Collins said, it's one big club and we're not a part of it. These people go behind closed doors and they're high-fiving and they're messing with our money supplies, and all it's doing is making us poor. So start listening to people with their monetary policies. There's a difference between Keynesian economics and Austrian economics. Start paying attention to these people and what they actually say as far as their economic theories go. Now, until we start paying attention and getting the right people into Congress and into the Senate to fix this mess, which I don't have a lot of faith that'll ever happen, we have to come to the realization that most people do not have enough retirement savings to just give a consistent 3% inflation offset. Everybody wants this ironclad solution for inflation and retirement, and really, there isn't one, because we don't know exactly what the inflation percentage will be. And let's be reasonable about this, because as an example, in 2025, it takes $125,000 in income to live the exact same lifestyle that $100,000 provided in 2020. So that's a 25% inflation rate, okay? And I know very few people that increased their income by 25% over the past 5 years that were still working. In your working years, if you were having trouble keeping up or not keeping up with inflation, really what makes you think that it's going to be any different in your retirement, especially when you're living off just a lump sum of money that we're trying to make last as long as you do? Of course, we want to be reasonable. We want to do our best with this, but we need to let go of this. I'm only doing a certain retirement strategy if it guarantees me 3% inflation increase every year. That's not reasonable. Now, luckily, the majority of Americans already have the greatest inflation annuity that's available, which is Social Security. For those of you who say you hate annuities, well, I guess you better stop taking your Social Security, because that's all it is. The best solution for long-term inflation is going to be stocks. Now, that's not Marty Becker saying that. That's straight from the Series 65 study guide. The problem is we don't know what the returns of the market is going to be. To think you can just have this foolproof plan is wrong. And also keep in mind that there's going to be years where there's deflation and stagflation. Just this plan to have a consistent 3% year over year for the rest of your life doesn't make sense. It's implausible, and it doesn't make sense because guess what? When you're in your mid-80s, you're probably not going to be spending as much money as you were at 65. That's just the reality of it. The interesting thing is we've had this massive amount of inflation over the past 5 years. Those who still had money in the market over the past 5 years have done very well and probably were able to keep pace with inflation. Your ability to offset this problem of inflation is going to be directly correlated by your beginning withdrawal rate. Again, going back to that 4% rule, and the returns of the market when you retire, which that part is out of our control, but we're going to look at a couple scenarios. Let's go back to the typical accumulation advisor recommendation here, which is going to be a diversified portfolio of 60% stocks and 40% bonds. Now, we can look at any scenario going back with historical returns, but let's pay attention to a worst case scenario here. We're looking at a 60-40 portfolio going back to the year 2000. We have a 65-year-old couple, got $1 million, and they need $40,000 in addition to their Social Security. Now remember, that's a 4% withdrawal rate. According to economists who study retirement planning, that's too high because of the volatility of our markets, of low interest rate environments up until about 5 years ago. That's a little too high. But let's stick with that 4% withdrawal rate with a 3% consistent inflation offset. If this 65-year-old couple retired in the year 2000 with a 60-40 portfolio, which is supposed to be foolproof, they would have ran out of money at age 90. That's a problem. Now, could have that been a different outcome if they would have taken less inflation every year? Yeah, it probably would have lasted a little bit longer, but that is not a foolproof strategy. Instead, why don't we look at a safe money strategy and just get the starting amount of income on a guaranteed basis using an income annuity? The same couple, and again, these are 2025 numbers, could secure a guaranteed joint lifetime income for a little over $540,000. And that will pay them $40,000 per year as a level income, no matter how long they live. What if they took that remaining almost $460,000 and got super aggressive with it? And instead of having a managed portfolio where they're paying about 1.5% management fees or more, maybe they just went into some low-cost index funds and took their inflation offset from the equity portfolio. And again, even if we look at a worst case scenario, which is the S&P 500 going back to the year 2000 and then repeated it after these past 24 years. So you can see around year 26, I just repeated those returns, which were terrible. In this plan, if we used a 4% starting withdrawal rate out of the 1 million, we got that 40,000 from a guaranteed annuity, and then the 3% inflation we took from a stock portfolio using the worst returns in recent years, even at age 100, they still had over $350,000 left. Exact same income as the managed portfolio, the managed 60-40 diversified portfolio, exact same income, only now we implemented a guaranteed income annuity, where before they ran out of money at age 90, now they still have over $350,000 at age 100. Let's bump it up a little bit. Let's say, man, we did our best, we saved, we invested, we have $1 million, but we really need $45,000 per year. We need 4.5% starting withdrawal rate. Well, to secure that, in a guaranteed basis, that would be about $608,000 in 2025 to get them a guaranteed joint lifetime income of $45,000. Same plan, we take the remaining portfolio of about $392,000, put that into low-cost index funds tracking the S&P 500, and take 3% increase out of that portfolio. The money lasts until age 97. And you may be saying, okay, Marty, that's not foolproof either. No, it's not. And again, we're looking at a worst case scenario here. But again, even if this couple had their portfolio only last age 97, guess what? That $45,000 in income is still going to be there. In the other scenario of just using a diversified portfolio, not only is their money gone, but now the income is gone too, and they're relying only on Social Security, which a lot of people are concerned about. You can look at the national debt. Everybody knows what it is. Everybody knows that where there used to be, 8, 10, 12 people paying into Social Security for every one person that was withdrawing from it, now there's only 2 people working for every one person withdrawing from Social Security. I don't like those averages. I don't like those odds. So at least in this scenario where this couple ran out of money at a very late age, they still had the guaranteed income. Not ideal, but better than the alternative. And you may be saying, you know what, Marty, I'm not going to need my money to last that long. We talked about this in the last episode about longevity. You don't know that. You don't. Only God knows that. Only God knows when your time is going to be up, when your time card is going to be punched. But what the actuaries who design these products know is out of a group of people, they know how many people will live to a certain age. They just don't know who will live to a certain age. So as of right now, a 65-year-old couple in good health, there's a 48% chance that one of you is going to live to be 98. If you want to gamble on that, at the end of the day, it's your money, it's your life, but why not put the odds in your favor? Going back to this overarching theme of the constrained investor based on a systematic withdrawal plan, or SWP for short. As we discussed in episode 86, the SWP, it's just gambling. It's totally based on the timing at your retirement. We don't know how long your money's going to last because we don't know what the returns are going to be. And we don't know how long you're going to need the income because we don't know how long you're going to live. We have an idea. What we do know for sure is you're never going to stop needing income in retirement. And the income annuity not only takes away the timing risk, but also the longevity risk. And inflation, again, is just going to be correlated to your beginning withdrawal rate that you need and the market returns, which, again, it's all based on risk. We don't know. But remember, the annuities are not an investment. They're insurance. So by definition, it's a transfer of risk. Why don't we just take that risk off of your plate and transfer it to an insurance company that does this for a living? This is what they do. So keep in mind, any critics out there, which is fine, I'm not saying annuities are a panacea. They're not a cure-all. Every recommendation is going to be different for each client that I speak with. But again, at least if you have the income annuity, even if you run out of money due to market risk, inflation, longevity, even if you run out of money, you're never going to run out of income. So everybody, I hope that helps you have another thought process, another worldview on how to tackle inflation in your retirement. Now, if you've been watching my podcast and you're curious if the Atlas Annuity Strategy is right for you, all you have to do is go to atlasannuity.com. That will take you directly to my calendar page, or click schedule a call on the button in the top right corner of any page of my website. And let's get your questions answered to see if the Atlas Annuity Strategy is a good fit for you in your retirement. Now, if you're new to annuities, I would highly recommend going and watching my video series, 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement. And you can find that again by going to atlasannuity.com and just clicking on the videos tab. And it should pop up. If you're liking this information, do us a favor. Please subscribe to the podcast and the YouTube channel. Give us a thumbs up and a like, and share this information with someone that you think could benefit from hearing it. As always, I want to thank you for joining me. Again, my name is Marty Becker, coming to you with episode 88 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast, wishing you all the best in your financial education. We'll catch you in the next episode.